Beloved radio friends, we welcome you to the message of God's glorious gospel today and greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, our beloved Savior. Will you please meditate with me from some amazing scriptures written by the psalmist in chapter 139 of the book of the Psalms, verses 17 and 18. Listen carefully as we read the words, saying, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee." Now if you would read that 139th Psalm, you would find that in the fourth part of this wonderful Psalm, the writer describes what we call the relative attributes of God, meaning he writes concerning God's omniscience, that he knows everything. He mentions of God's omnipresence. God is everywhere. You cannot hide from him. He also declares God's omnipotence, his power. But in the verses which we have read, there is a greater revelation of God. It is the revelation of his infinite heart. Using in the 17th verse, if you may note it, the psalmist uses the word also, telling of the thoughts of God. The wise proverb writer long ago said, "As he thinketh in his heart, any man, any person, so is he." And my beloved, the thoughts in the heart, they reveal what the heart is. And God's thoughts, they reveal his heart. And if you would concisely and clearly see what is in the heart of God, my friend, please let me tell you in one word, in the heart of God you will find Christ, his beloved Son, who according to John 1 verse 18, is in the bosom of the Father. But I want you to follow with me and know what the psalmist tells us about God's thoughts toward us. First of all, he mentions their incomparable value. It is described by the word precious. How precious also are thy thoughts. What God thinks of his beloved Son, none of us can ably estimate. But God reveals his thoughts toward us by saying that word precious. Please let me very briefly suggest that you note that in the book of the Psalms, God uses this one word precious five times. In Psalm chapter 72 and verse 14, God says regarding all of humanity, "Precious shall their blood be in his sight." So you and I can look at those words and say, why, God values my life. To him, the life that he has given me upon this earth, bestowed by his creatorial act, he says I'm precious. Then in Psalm 49 and verse 8, God says concerning you and me, the redemption of their soul is precious. Ah, God not only values my life, he values my soul. And did not God prove that by sending his Son to die for your sins and mine on the cross? In Psalm chapter 133, verses 1 and 2, God says he values my fellowship, which I enjoy with his redeemed people when I am saved. And he likens that fellowship of Christians and fellow believers, when it's what it should be, to the word precious, meaning fragrant, likening it to the fragrant anointing oil that was poured upon Aaron's head when he was constituted the high priest of Israel. God values real Christian fellowship. And then when I go further, in Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6, he values my service when I serve him. For when I sow the precious seed of God's word, that seed basket which he calls precious seed, and the gospel of his grace, and I'm looking forward to the day when I shall come before him rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. God says, what you do for me is precious when you belong to me. Then in Psalm 116 and verse 15, I learn an amazing fact. He not only values my life, he not only values my soul, he not only values my fellowship with God's people, he not only values my service that I do for him, but he values my death. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Now many may not say that, but God says it. When one of his children die, he says, precious in my sight, and welcome is that child of mine to my home. Now all these thoughts are precious, of incomparable value. My beloved, do you know them? Have you found them? But let me note another truth in our scripture. Not only their incomparable value, God's thoughts toward you and me, but their inconceivable direction. As the psalmist says, how precious also are thy thoughts, in what direction? Unto me, O God. Now how could this ever be? Does God send such thoughts toward even me? Now who is me, may I ask? Well, is not this your name, my friend? Is not this mine? Me means who? Me? Not you. Me means me. And if you can say this means that to me God's heart reveals his thoughts. May I ask, why toward me? Well, very frankly, you can confess, if you will, God made me, God sees me, God thinks of me, God loves me, God sent his Son to die for me, and if the Lord is my Savior and Shepherd, he leads me, he protects me. He says he will take me to the house of the Lord above, to heaven above when I die, if Jesus is my Savior. And there are many other precious truths in the Word of God regarding God and me. God's thoughts toward me. I can read many of them if I'll read my Bible. But oh, let me specially dwell upon one precious truth. Dwell upon the fact that Jesus died for me. Let me quote the words of an old hymn. Was it for me alone, the Savior left his glorious throne, the dazzling splendor of the sky? Was it for me he came to die? It was for me, yes, all for me. O love of God, so great, so free, O wondrous love, I'll shout and sing, he died for me, my Lord and King, my beloved. Their incomparable value, God's thoughts, precious. Their inconceivable direction toward me. Take it in, my friend. Your name is me. Then consider third, their incomprehensible number. How many thoughts does God have toward me? They are more in number than the sand, writes the psalmist. And who is able to count the grains of sand upon the earth? You could never count the number in one handful even, let alone all the grains that the earth may hold. Abraham was challenged by God in Genesis 15. Look now toward heaven and number the stars if thou be able. My friend, are not God's thoughts more in number than the sand and than the stars toward you and me? Oh, listen to God say, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Jehovah, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. Can you and I comprehend it? Never. Impossible. But my friend, look, though you cannot, and you never will be able to comprehend it, you ought to believe it, for God says so. Though it will take eternity to explore it, today we should believe it. He made me. He loves me. He died for me. He wants to save me. And many other thoughts toward you and me. Well, may we say with the poet, how thou canst think so well of me, and be the God thou art, is darkness to my intellect, but sunshine to my heart. But last of all, their indestructible character. Says the psalmist, when I awake, I'm still with thee. Do you and I sometimes fear to wake up in the morning? Perhaps so, I do sometimes. Please remember to say, as the psalmist said, I am still with thee. Are we fearful of leaving this life through the door of death? Cheer up, my friend. If we know the Lord is our Savior, we're going to wake up in glory. For to die is gain, writes the Apostle Paul, for the believer in Philippians 1:21. And how blessed it is to wake up in the presence of God when we die. For it is written, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16 and verse 11. Praise the Lord, his thoughts toward us, even at death, can never stop when we know him. And surely you and I that know him as Savior can say, now in perfect peace I go, along the way Jesus trod, still learning from all my needs below, the depths of the heart of God. Oh, my beloved friend, the infinite heart of God. Please let me quote the words of the psalmist again. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Their incomparable value, God's thoughts towards me, precious. Their incomparable or inconceivable direction, unto me. Take it in, my friend. You're me. Say it to yourself. God thinks so much of me? Oh, yes, he does. And he's proved it. Their incomprehensible number, more in number than the sand. And then, thank God, their indestructible character. For oh, the thoughts of God, when you know him and Christ is your Savior, 'twill take all eternity to know them, and that will never end. Oh, may you know something today of the infinite heart of God. Father, in the power of the Holy Spirit, through thy precious word, reveal to some dear friend thine infinite heart, and overwhelm them with thy love and power and grace to save them. In Jesus' name, for his glory. Amen.